Questions about President Bush's service in the Texas Air National Guard more than 30 years ago have resurfaced. The Associated Press says it has been unable to find documents to explain gaps in the president's military service. Records released last night by the Pentagon add new details, but still don't explain the missing months. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
After searching military records, the Associated Press said it was unable to find five kinds of documents that should help explain President Bush's whereabouts in 1972 and 1973. That's when he was supposed to be serving in the Air National Guard. Retired Major General Paul Weaver is the former head of the Air National Guard. He says that the records may never have been written.
During that period of time, I'd like to say we were really good at record keeping. We just weren't.
Weaver said that as a National Guard pilot, young Lieutenant Bush was required to keep up his training every month.
You spend a fair amount of money to send an aircrew member through pilot training. You want that individual to honor that commitment.
According to documents released last night and in the past, President Bush missed 5 months of training in 1972. And more notably, he failed to appear for his yearly physical that summer. The president has said he regretted this, but has never given an explanation. Weaver said that Guard pilots were never allowed to miss these important tests.
Pilots just don't miss their flying physical. Whatever the situation is, you get a flying physical.
Some experts say there are other explanations for the lack of service records for President Bush in 1972 and 1973. David Anderson is a military historian at California State University and a Vietnam veteran. He said many young men during the Vietnam era used family connections to get into the Guard and to remain on active status even if they were doing other things.
It's possible, certainly, there never was a record. It's also possible that it did make a difference who this individual was, because there are documented cases of favoritism.
Meanwhile, a new group known as Texans for Truth will air a television ad beginning today in several key states. The ad features Bob Mintz, who says he was a lieutenant in the Alabama Air National Guard at the same time that President Bush said he was.
I heard George Bush get up and say, I served in the 187th Air National Guard in Montgomery, Alabama. Really? You know, that was my unit. And I don't remember seeing you there.
The White House has not commented on these stories, and until yesterday had insisted there were no more documents to release. Scott Hoganson, a spokesman for the Republican National Committee, said that advertising by outside groups on both sides should stop. And at a recent campaign appearance in Ohio, President Bush thanked his supporters for defending his military record against Democratic attacks.
I'm proud of my service. The question is who best to be the commander-in-chief to lead us to peace.
The back and forth over events that occurred more than 30 years ago may seem irrelevant to some voters, but political scientist Stephen Ansola-Behar of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology says that Kerry supporters are now responding to attacks made last month by supporters of President Bush.
It turns out that the best response to a negative ad is not to change the subject or promote yourself, but to attack back.
Ansola-Behar says that negative ads may not change any minds, but they can strengthen support among voters leaning toward one candidate. So the debate over military service by President Bush and Senator John Kerry may be far from over. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.